You know the station, you know the time, you know the music, and you know the man among men. MSU basketball coach extraordinaire Tom Izzo with Mr. Steve Courtney.
All right, Dub, thank you very much. Good morning once again, my friends. Well, for the 25th straight year, your Michigan State Spartans, under the direction of Magnum T.I. Tom Izzo, they are in the NCAA tournament. And by doing so, Tom Izzo breaks a tie with the former great Mike Krzyzewski at Duke for the longest streak in Division I history. The Spartans, a 7 seed in the East, they'll get things going Friday afternoon. Early start, ladies and gentlemen, 12:15 against the USC Trojans. By the way, a future Big Ten matchup. Let's talk about it. Coach, how are you this
Congratulations,
morning?
Congratulations, Coach. Somebody, throw the switch.
Is he there?
Well, Eric's running back.
Yeah, I am here.
There you
I'm here.
There he is.
Yeah, they can't keep can't keep Tom quiet.
No, it's exciting time, tournament time, and you know, it was nice. I was a little concerned that we'd get shipped out to Sacramento. Not that it really matters, but going way out there would be our third trip to the West Coast, and I think being anywhere in the Midwest or anywhere in the East was time change is always you know, a factor in the NCAA tournament. So I'm pleased with where we are. USC's got a really good team after watching most of the night. They had a lot of good things. They've beaten UCLA and taken Arizona right to the wire, and those two teams are, you know, 1 and 2 seeds. So we got our work cut out, but at the same time, hopefully we'll play well.
In our conversation Friday, Coach, you know, going into the rematch Saturday with Ohio State, we were talking about your club offensively, and by golly, things started off very well, opening 4 of 6 in the first 4 minutes, 17 seconds, went on a nice 7-0 run. Then 5 for 23 in the final 15-plus minutes of that first half. Meanwhile, the Buckeyes, to their credit, just hitting some bombs from beyond the arc. Your thoughts on the way that ended, 68-58, we come up short.
Well, I didn't like the way it ended. But, you know, we, as you say, they did make some shots, and we did not guard like we need to. And offensively, I thought for the first time in 6-7 games, we kind of reverted back where the ball wasn't moving. And so I don't know the reasons. We had good practices, but you know, it's something that we talked about yesterday, and we'll work on today and tomorrow and Wednesday. So we have some time to fix the problems. And as I said, both defensively and our offense, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just have to get consistent at some things we're doing well. We were playing really well offensively, but for the first 3 quarters of the year, we were playing really well defensively. And so now we got to put those two together, and that's what you hope to do by tournament time.
Coach, do you and the team have a tradition on Selection Sunday? I mean, obviously sometimes you're playing, but is there a tradition during this incredible run of 25 years that you tend to go with?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because last night I broke a little bit of it. I even invited the media in to have dinner with us and enjoy it, you know, because I think part of the problem here when you go 25 years is everybody takes it for granted, including us. And yet you look on TV and it is a big celebration at a lot of places. Now, sometimes, as you said, we're playing the Big Ten tournament. We're not even here on Sunday. But yesterday, you know, we got, you know, our managers and our players and our media and you know, some special people and families of the coaches and kids. And we all watched it together up in our recruiting room, and it was good. It was fun to let them appreciate and understand that it is a big deal to get there. You know, there's 260-270 teams that don't get there, so we better appreciate it and enjoy it, but understand that it's it doesn't just happen, it's earned. So I don't do everything every year. I kind of read the situation. Sometimes we've been by ourselves But I just felt like this was one of those times since COVID and all the things where we couldn't get together. Let's get together and enjoy the accomplishments of the year and see if we can spring forward from that.
Obviously, when it comes to tournament time, Tom, you're kind of at the mercy of the schedule makers. As I mentioned, a 12:15 start in Columbus Friday against the Trojans. It could be a 6:40 start. It could be later than that. Is there a difference in your preparation knowing that it's a 12:15 start? Does that matter at all in the preparations?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I guess the one advantage we have in this league, as you know, we've played 9:30 games at Notre Dame and a 9:15 game here at night, because you're right, you could play at 10-something, the NCAA tournament. Now, we have played 11 o'clock game and in Portland. We played at 11 o'clock, I think, in Wisconsin.
Right.
The other day we played at 11, you know, on the road and played at 9:30 at night at Nebraska. So we have had more than a few noon games this year because of TV and the way everything goes. And so at least we're used to it. You know, we understand that it is a little different getting up early in the morning and trying to, you know, get yourself ready to go to the gym at 9:30 or 10:30 in the morning. But we've done that a lot here. We have breakfast every morning. That's kind of mandatory. So kids are used to it, and I don't think that'll be any factor at all. It's just no excuses. We just got to play a little better than we did last weekend.
Coach, you said a moment ago we have to spring forward. I don't think it was a reference to one of the things I wanted to ask you, but what you talked about time changes and how that affects your players. I wonder about these time changes. Do you have a feeling one way or another about Eastern Standard Time, Daylight Saving Time, or sticking with one, or are you okay with the changes?
I'm okay with the changes. That's a good question. That'll be something to think about. I'm okay because I like, you know, that's my favorite time is March when you practice and you still have light. You know, when the time changes, it's sometimes you still have sunshine out there, and that means it's March, and I'm accustomed to it, so I'll stay with the change. But I don't know; I've never had it any other way, so I don't know it any other way, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, good luck in this fabulous tournament to you, Coach. God bless you. And you know that Sean and Steve and I and all of our WJR listeners wish you well on this one.
Well, I appreciate it, guys, and we'll try to get to the point where we can talk again and it's still relevant. So let's hopefully do that, and I'll look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
MSU basketball coach.
All the best, Coach.
Tom Izzo, Steve Courtney, Sean Bilegian, all right here where you expect it to be on News Talk 760 WJR.